hear you. All right, so we're recording live in the podcast. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Paul Fool Podcast. Today, we'll be talking to you about system. Adenike, how are you? Thank you so much. How are you? This is an amazing one. Please, everybody, follow Adenike, the realtor. It's an amazing woman. Amazing woman. Follow Adenike, Adenike, the realtor. Let me see if I can even pin her name here. Can I pin her name? Okay, but everybody follow Adenike D, Realtor, or follow her on Instagram. So welcome to today's session. I want to talk to you briefly on building systems. I don't wait for you. Thank you. On building systems that work in your sales and in your business. It's important that we have a systems thinking approach when it comes to selling. When it comes to life in general. When it comes to life in general. Thank you, Adenike. All right. So let's get into it. What is a system? You know, a system basically has inputs. It has outputs. It has a feedback system, a feedback mechanism, and a system operates in an environment. So it also has boundaries. It has input, output, feedback mechanism. It has boundaries. When you start to look at sales like a system, you have a larger, a strategic view of it. If you only look at sales in a tactical way, the action you would take to produce this result, it's good, but you don't have a full picture of what you are doing. So, I have drew up something here. My drawing is really, really bad. It's really terrible, but hey, it helps me understand it. All right, so I storyboard this. So in a system, right, in a sales system, you have attention. You have attention. In a sales system, you have engagement. You have conversion. You have fulfillment. And then you have retention. This class is going to be a blessing to you. And for those of you listening to this on the podcast and watching this on YouTube, this episode of the Paul Fool Podcast was powered by my upcoming webinar, a 2-day sales webinar on how to set and smash your sales target in 60 days or less. I will talk more about it as we go, but for details, you click on the link on my Instagram bio or click on the link on the show notes for the webinar. All right, great. The first step is attention. Attention is anything that, you know, sort of like helps people know you. That is attention. You've got to get attention first. Because if there's no attention, there can't be engagement, which is the next step. After attention, the logical step is engagement. Engagement is people take a step to want to have a conversation with you. They text you. They DM you. They call you, they message you. That is engagement. Henry, how are you? It's been a long time, man. Henry, how are you? This guy used to be my staff in Nigeria. I think you're in the UK now, right? All right, great. So they text you, they WhatsApp you, they follow you up, you know, they call you. They are engaging with you. You are talking to them. That's engagement. Engagement is somebody is now interested. You have moved them from just getting their attention to the step whereby they are now having a conversation with you. All right? So that's what is happening. But after that engagement, if you do a good job well, the next thing is that you convert them. You can eat, and the conversion doesn't necessarily mean sales. The conversion doesn't necessarily mean sales. You can convert them by conversion. It means that probably if you're in real estate, they come to the site inspection and check out what you're doing. That is, it can be conversion one. If somebody sees your video or watches a piece of your content and they come to your shop, even if they don't buy anything, you have converted them. That is conversion step one. If they buy anything from you off the back of their engagement with you, that is conversion step two. So I don't want you to feel as if you didn't convert them. If they download your newsletter, if they visit your physical shop, if you're in real estate, if they come for that inspection, that is a level of conversion. Did you get that? Because conversion means they have moved from not just people that you got their attention, not just people that have engaged with you, but now they have moved from a step of from an attention getting to engagement. If they send you a message on WhatsApp, if they call you, if they DM you, they are engaging with you. Engagement means they have put up their hand to show some level of interest in what you are doing. From the engagement, if you do a great job in the engagement, if you close them properly in the engagement, I have a script for these things. From the engagement, you will convert them to the next step. You convert them to either buy the product from you or they'll come back again. Now, here's the thing about engagement and conversion. According to Dean Jackson is a marketing OG. He's a marketing, philosopher. He said that from the research he has done, it takes 90 days for a customer that is engaging with you to buy a product from you. So you guys need to take a chill pill. Some of you rush people to buy from you too soon. It takes 90 days for a customer who is engaging with you to buy from you. Some of you, at the engagement stage, if they have not bought, you feel as if you have lost because they did not buy immediately. No. I'm currently doing a training for a company now for 3 months. They've just renewed my contract again for another 3 months because of the result that they saw. But guess what? I met the client 2 years ago. That means that I was emceeing a real estate conference in Eco Hotel in Lagos. The client was impressed by what I do. Some hotel in Ikoyi. The client was impressed by what I did, right? All right. Then he engaged me. We started talking. I just converted him in January. He paid for me to do sales training for his staff for 90 days. He saw the result. The result was so good. He just renewed my contract again. He said, "You're going to work with my team in Q2. You're going to work with my team in Q2. We're talking serious money here. Plus performance bonuses. But at the engagement stage, conversion did not take place until after a few years. So when you are engaging with a customer, you have not lost. Now, this is the reason why if you have a full sales attention pipeline, this is the reason I always say go out and let people know you. Because in the pipeline, and as you are engaging, some engagement fruits are immediate fruits. You will eat them immediately. Some engagement fruits, they will not convert until in the next 3 months or 90 days. Did you get that? Now, just because they won't convert in the next 3 months or the next 90 days does not mean that you should stop engaging them. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say on tonight. If you're getting value from this, tell your friends and family members. Take a screenshot and say, "Paulfo is dropping a lot of bombs here, man. You guys need to be here." Again, I'm going to be teaching this concept deeply in my two-day sales training. I want you guys to attend it. It will help your life, trust me. I'm doing a two-day sales course called How to Achieve Your Sales Target in 90 days or less. Sorry, in 60 days or less. In this webinar, I will show you how to dimension this concept I'm talking about. I will show you how to dimension this concept I'm talking about. I'll break it down for you. All right? So if you attend the webinar, it's 150,000 naira. Yeah? It's 150,000 naira or 93 pounds if you live in the UK, but you can spread your payment if you can't pay upfront now. You'll be added to my paid WhatsApp group for free for 1 month. You'll get my books, all my books for free. You will get my book review link. I read like 40 books every single year. I'll give you a link to all the books that I've read and I review the books, so you will enjoy them. That's all good things. Then you get my sales tracker. I use a sales tracker to track my sales activity. You get all that for free. To attend the webinar, click on the link on my Instagram bio or click on the link on the show notes. You are watching this on YouTube to attend the webinar. Let's go on. So, conversion. Next is fulfillment, which is very, very, very important. Fulfillment is they have paid for your product. They have paid for your service. You need to please the price in there is 150,000 naira. And I'm not doing the webinar alone. I'm co-facilitating the webinar with Dr. Olaide. Dr. Olaide has done over 50 billion naira in real estate transactions. Can you imagine someone who has done 50 billion real estate transactions coming to teach you how to set and smash your sales goals? So you're going to learn a lot. So really, if you're paying 150,000 naira from a man who has made over 50 billion in real estate transactions, really, he's giving it to you for free. A lifetime knowledge is giving it to you for 2 days for free, for just a token for 150,000 naira. I think you should jump on it. And if you can't pay upfront, you can pay in 3 installments. If you want to pay in installments, send me a DM. I'll work that out for you. So, right. Yan Mo, how you doing? So you look at it. There's attention. There is the engagement. Engagement is they have shown interest. They've called you. They've DM'd you. It's a simple framework, but so powerful. Then there is the conversion. Right. Remember, I told you, the average customer is converted in 90 days. Take a chill pill. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, take a chill pill. The average customer is converted in 90 days. 90 days. This is the reason why when you have different buckets of customers in your pipeline, some would have converted in the last 90 days. In a new set should convert in next 90 days. And some of them will convert immediately. Now, here's the challenge. Sometimes because you convert some clients immediately, you think that you are a special snowflake. And if you don't convert them immediately, you think something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you. It is the same way things happen. Nothing is wrong with you. And then there's fulfillment. Fulfillment is they have now paid for the product. Fulfillment is a very important part. Fulfillment is you are doing what you say you are going to do. So I ordered this pen from Amazon. Where's my new pen? I'm a pen freak. I love pens. Where's my pen? Okay, good. All right, so I watch a Instagrammer that I like so much. He writes a lot and he recommended this pen. All right. And I went to Amazon and I saw the pen. I love the pen. I bought a set of the pen for £9. And I paid for the pen. Amazon immediately sent me an email and said, my pen is on its way. And today, Amazon delivered the pen to me. And immediately, Amazon sent me an email. I didn't care. Amazon sent me an email and said, you have received your pen. How was the experience for you? So you see, the fulfillment part of it was spot on. It was spot on. Now, where we miss it, and I've been guilty of that myself too, where we miss it is that when the client has paid, when we have converted them, we don't put enough energy in the fulfillment. Ah, come on. I don't think you heard me. I'm going to say that again, honey. A lot of people exhaust all of their energy in the attention phase, the engagement phase, and the conversion phase. The moment the check hits the account, the moment the money hits the account, the energy for the fulfillment begins to plummet and drop. You see, you and I can only have a sustainable business if the same energy we used at the attention phase, the engagement phase, and the conversion phase, we transfer the same energy to the fulfillment phase, because it is when we wow the clients in the fulfillment phase that the last part of this systemic shift, which is the retention, comes into place. And once the retention phase and the fulfillment phase are locked down, you have a customer for life and you have a retention for life. I don't think you heard me, honey. I'm going to say that again. I don't care whether you agree with this, but I'm going to say an amen. Let me give myself an offering. I think I've got a 5 pound. You're hungry.
All right.
So what I'm teaching is so good. I'm going to give... Where's my money? Oh, my God. Did I spend my money? Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, I spent it already. So I wanted to give myself an offering because I think this was very, very... if you are getting value from this, please put your hands together. Tell me I'm getting a lot of value from this. So that's just a simple framework that I just put together. I think if you use this framework, you're going to get sales. But if you want to take it to the next level, why don't you sign up for the webinar that's coming up on the 17th to the 18th of May. It's called How to Achieve Your Sales Target in 90 days, in 60 days or less. Those of you watching this on YouTube, smash the YouTube subscribe button on Spotify. Spotify, hit the subscribe button on Spotify. Write a comment and click on the link on the show note to register for the class. All right. Then for those of you who are still here,